All right, welcome back to the 13th episode of the Sports Table, and this episode will cover the Western Conference over and under because yesterday we did the Eastern Conference, and I think this conference we can both agree on will be a little more interesting than the Eastern Conference.
It'll be a lot harder.
Yeah, a lot harder, but a lot more interesting too because of, you know, the worst team in the West is probably better than the four or five teams in the East.
Five or six.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just pretty rough. I guess you start with the Phoenix Suns and what's their...
Phoenix Suns is a 28.5
point. 28.5 compared to 21.5 of the Bulls. But their starting lineup projection is supposed to be Eric Bledsoe, Devin Booker, TJ Warren, or Josh Jackson, just depending on what they go with. But they just gave TJ Warren that extension, so you never know. Marquese Chris and Tyson Chandler. Like I was saying, comparing that to what Chicago has, it's a lot better, and it's the worst team in the West. So, what you got for your over and under?
It's just so hard to compare to, like, the Eastern Conference. Exactly. The Eastern Conference teams are like, well, they're crap. But the whole conference is crap, so you go over.
Yeah.
20.5. I'll give them over.
Over?
I like that team. It's a young team. See how good Josh Jackson is this year.
I'm interested what he's supposed to be.
I hope Devin Booker takes that step this year.
Yeah. And he had 70 last year.
I know what you mean. Consistency, though. Yeah, he isn't very consistent. Yeah. Hopefully, TJ Warren takes a step. If Booker, TJ Warren, and Josh Jackson take steps this year, the team can be pretty good.
I think Eric Bledsoe will be an early trade target because his contract not bad.
I feel like Bledsoe was a consistent for that team too, though. Like,
he's inconsistent.
If you get Booker, Warren, and Josh Jackson going, and you have Bledsoe just that consistent guy, that's not a bad team.
And I think that. The Suns aren't in, like I said, for Kent Bazemore for Hawks yesterday. He's not in their long-term projections. He's getting up there in age. He hasn't been in the playoffs since. He was, the understudy of Chris Paul back in, 2011-2012 season with the Clippers. So, all the other guys are young. So, I would like to see, I won't say I like him get traded, but I can see him definitely getting traded. And then they have other young guys, Marquese Chris and Dragan Bender. None of those guys, Dragan Bender, Marquese Chris, Devin Booker, or Josh Jackson, they're not even 21 years old. None of them. That's all,
I think TJ Warren's
all rotation guys.
I think TJ Warren's like 23, too.
Exactly.
He's that young, too.
And, Tyson Chandler as well, because he's older and his contract should be expiring this year.
It's not that bad either.
Yeah, it's like $13 million, and he can definitely still impact. A contending team if he wants to. But my over under 28.5. Will they get 29? The West.
I'm thinking they play how many Eastern Conference teams do they play?
I know they play four in division, three everywhere, and they have two of the Eastern Conference. So about 30 games.
30 games? I mean, that's
32 games. 30
a bunch of these lower teams. Plus, I mean, if you think about it, can they beat the Lakers? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Can they beat the Kings? Yeah. Can they beat the Mavs? Yeah. I mean, there's a few teams they can beat up on, and plus upsets all the time.
I'll go over because I think they might be a little bit better than we think.
I don't think they're going to be, in my opinion, I don't think they're going to be last in the West this year.
Yeah, I don't believe they will either, but it seems like I want to say everyone's going to be over in the West, but not everyone can win 35-40 games in the West. No. So I think... That's a tough one. Even the next one, the Kings, tough one.
Yeah, so Kings are 28.5, just like the Suns.
The Kings as well. I mean, their starting lineup is supposed to be George Hill, Buddy Hield, Bogdan Bogdanovic. I don't know how to say his last name. I mean, he has another guy in the league, the same last name, but different players. Zach Randolph and Krista Kufis, or Willie Cauley-Stein. I'm going to say over for that because I have a little more faith in them than the Suns, actually, because they have veterans that they don't want to lose. They're not young guys that are like, we're going to go out here and play. We're going to go out here and play and try to win, I mean, everybody's trying to win, but, Zach Randolph, Vince Carter, George Hill, they're not just going out there to experiment. They're going
to try to win. Vince Carter's not going to go to some team just to lose.
Yeah, exactly. He's
old, and he's not going to go to lose. Exactly. I'm going to go over as well.
Yeah. And I like De'Aaron Fox. I think it's going to be a great learning season.
He needs to learn to shoot.
Yeah. It's going to be a great learning season for him, too, though. And I think he'll be just fine. One of the players that don't have a jumper, but be just fine. Because his ball handling and his speed is so good. It's like a John Wall in a day. He doesn't quite have the playmaking, as in passing, as John Wall early on, but his speed can allow him to get to spots. And the only thing that matters is knocking that, you know, floater, you know, 15-foot jump shot, 18-foot jump shot down. So I go over.
All right, so we're going to the Lakers now. 33.5.
That's
a fun team. Lonzo Ball.
That's a fun team. The Lakers lineup should be Lonzo Ball, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, and Brook Lopez. Ah, man. I like but don't like this team a lot because I watch, like, in many ways I watch them and I'm like, I hate this team. I hate the whole, you know, the way it's orchestrated. And they're probably supposed to lose. But then again, I watch them.
Making the playoffs.
And they're not making the playoffs whatsoever. But I watch them and they play hard and they get everyone in stable center, like, pumped. And it's kind of hard.
That's Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, and it's even without him when he was out, you know, they got Kyle Kuzma. They, you know, they're fun. They're kind of fun to watch, you know. But, I'm going to say under on that, 33.5.
I'm going to say under as well.
I'm going to say under because they're still young. I mean, who's going to play defense on this team?
Lonzo never knew how to play defense.
I mean, they have to, like high school and college defense is totally different from NBA defense.
They're going to be a young team. They're not going
to. Yeah, they're not going to. I don't expect much.
I don't see 33 wins out of them.
I don't see 30 wins. I could actually see them being the last team.
They could be the worst team.
Or the Mavs, you know, somebody like that. But.
Well, moving to the Mavs, 35.5. I'm going under for that team.
Well, I mean, do you like Kyle Kuzma, though? Have you got to watch him in preseason at all?
The Lakers?
Yeah.
I never got to see him, but I saw some stat lines that were crazy.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy.
People say he's better than Lonzo.
Well, and Brandon Ingram. They're like, he's supposed to be what Brandon Ingram's supposed to be, I guess.
I mean, Brandon Ingram was bad last year.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. But I want to see what it is. But, yeah. We can move on to the Mavs.
Mavs, 35.5.
Dallas. Whew, their lineup's going to be Dennis Smith Jr., Wesley Matthews, Harrison Barnes, Josh McRoberts, and Dirk. Or Dirk and then Nerlens Noel. So, what was it?
35.5. I'm going 35. Under for this team.
Yeah, I'm going under.
I think
the Mavs should just tank and be like, Dennis Smith, go out, have 30 points and 20 turnovers. I don't care what you do.
This is the year that you let Dennis Smith do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
it's probably one of Dirk's last years.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to play a lot of games. I expect him to play like 50 games.
Who, Dirk?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if that, I agree. You know?
Just, and then maybe them getting a good draft pick and get one of those six studs from next year.
Exactly.
To help Dennis Smith out.
Yeah, Dennis Smith is the...
If Dennis Smith can find a jump shot...
Yeah, a consistent one. I think his jump shot is better, like,
his mid-range is fine. His mid-range is fine. Yeah. His three is not, though.
And the thing is, it's so worrisome because his free throw is so bad, too.
In college, he's like a 75% free throw shooter.
Yeah, if that's some games. It's just like some games, he's just tanking from the free throw line. But I think
in college, he played 40 minutes a game. So yeah. He's dead.
I think his shot would be fun. I think it's better off than... You know, Josh Jackson.
He's better off than De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. He's better off, like, right now, is shooting wise. Yeah.
Plus, he's gonna be playing 24/7 on that team.
Yeah,
like, he's gonna be playing right away. Seth Curry.
Seth Curry and Yogi Ferrell.
Seth Curry and run the two with him.
Yeah.
Just Dennis and Seth.
Not, I like Dennis Smith though. I think he can be the steal of the draft. And it's kind of hard to be like, still draft Dennis Smith. That's how low that draft was.
Yeah. I mean, he went all the way to 9.
Yeah.
Or is it 10? I don't even know what it was.
No, it was 9 because Zach Collins went 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Malik Monk went 11 to the Hornets.
Yeah.
So, but...
I can see that being the two of the draft, too. I mean, he could have been anywhere from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And he got picked at the very late 10.
I think that's going to be some motivation for him, too. But I still think his team's going to be
That team's horrific. Not going to be good this year.
I think it's going to be horrific.
This year's not going to be good
They have a great coach, and he's not really good with young guys. But I think it'd be fine.
Moving on to the Grizzlies, 37.5.
Memphis. This team looks different. Their starting lineup would be Mike Conley, Wayne Selden, Chandler Parsons, Jamarcus Green, and Mark Gasol.
Yikes.
What are your first thoughts on that line?
You got a decent point guard in Mike Conley. I'm not gonna say he's not.
I really like Mike Conley.
I'm not gonna say he's top 6, 7. I mean, he might be 7 or 8 in the league.
I like him.
You have Marc Gasol, top 5 center.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team is ugly. I just to be plain honest here, that was the team is garbage.
They lost Tony Allen and Zebo. I guess that's the grit and grind era is over.
That Zach Randolph is huge.
But I honestly think Mike Conley is probably better than like Kemba. I think he's right up there.
I think he's right next to Kemba.
Yeah, I think they're like right
about six,
there.
Seven, eight.
Yeah,
best like pointers in the league.
He's really good. I think he's really underestimated because he's not the flashy player. Because you know Kemba's the quick, flashy. You know, give a nasty crossover. But Mike Conley is really good. Marc Gasol is really good.
Can you give this team 37.5 wins though? I don't see it happening. I'm going to go under.
I can. I'll go over. Okay. Because slightly over, like 38-39. And I can even see them contending for the 8 seed because, I mean, who knows? They could be better without Marc Gasol and Zebo. Zach Randolph and Tony Allen. Because
he was a huge defender in Tony Allen.
But he can't nothing offensively. So that could help. And same thing with Zach Randolph. I mean, he's not floor spacer by any means. But the thing is, Chandler Parsons. Good God. I know they're hating on that, like that the money they have to pay him. Every time they have that check, I know they're throwing up in their mouth. And then Wayne Seldon, I kind of root for him because, you know, he's the underrated guy, but I don't think he's a starting shooting guard in this league.
No, he's not a starting shooting guard
yet. I'll go over slightly, 38 wins. I think Marc Gasol and Mike Conley can carry them to 38, you know.
Moving on to the Pelicans at 39.5.
Another horrific roster.
You got the bigs you need.
Yeah, so you got, for starting lineup, Drew Holiday, Etuan Moore, Dante Cunningham, and the Twin Towers, Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins. So this lineup is terrible because Drew Holiday is well overpaid. He's a decent player, but he's well overpaid. Probably not on top, he's not on the top 10 point.
Well, don't look at the money. Just look at, like, do you think the team's going to be good or not?
No.
It doesn't matter about the money. Okay.
No.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to
get to. Well, it's the fact that the team was in such a peculiar situation because they have DeMarcus Cousins, he's in his contract year. And we know he's going to get paid wherever he goes. Anthony Davis, they have to prove to him, you know, to please stay here. Drew Holiday, I think if they'd have been like, we're not going to pay him, they're going to be like, well, they're looking at the superstars and like, well, you know. We're trash. We're going to say that we're trash.
I'm thinking if you put this team in the East in the playoffs.
Oh, of course. I mean, you have two stars like that,
but they're not.
So
in the West.
And I think that since they paid Drew Holiday, they kind of stripped themselves of anything they could ever do in the future. Because, like, all the stars are going to be fringe this summer or next summer. Just think about that. And they paid Drew Holiday $120 million, $130 million. So, you know, I feel like they could have maybe talked to them and been like, listen, we're going to try to go off to resign DeMarcus and one more, if anything. But I guess Drew Holiday is not even their major problem. Etuan Moore and Dante Cunningham, that's terrible. I mean, and Solomon Hill was their starting small forward.
I want to go over so badly just for those Twin Towers.
I want to see them in the playoffs.
I have to say under.
I was 39.5.
I would love to see them in the playoffs. Yes. I mean, basically, if you go over, you're thinking 50-50. They're 500.
Yeah, 500.
I'm thinking they're under 500 this year. I would love to see them in the playoffs.
I would too, man.
I would love to see Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins against that Warriors front, one against the eight, the first round. I would love to see that.
They don't stand a chance because they don't have the guard play.
Well, yeah, I know, but I would love to see, like, Draymond Green get bullied by Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins will bully Zaza. Like,
Zaza Pachulia.
I mean, that makes Golden State play big the whole game. You can't do that little tiny lineup when you have the Twin Towers out there.
Yeah, especially Anthony Davis is a wing. Like, he can guard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wings. Oh, so, yeah.
That would be such a fun matchup to watch. I mean, I know the Warriors will win easy, probably, but it would be fun just to watch.
And I kind of think DeMarcus Cousins is another trade piece, man. Because if they're, I think it's under two, but if they just, you know, tank and blow it, you know, they just can't get it together. They can't mesh.
You trade DeMarcus Cousins for a top pick and then have Anthony Davis.
Call Cleveland and be like, look.
Give me that Nets pick.
Yeah, give me that Nets pick.
We give you DeMarcus Cousins.
We give you DeMarcus Cousins and maybe give us Tristan Thompson or something. I don't know. Then they have their own pick and the Nets pick. I think that I mean, Anthony Davis, you have to be like an analyst.
That argument makes the Cleveland the favorites for the championship with DeMarcus Cousins back there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine that. But I don't know, man. I go under.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to the Jazz at 40 and a half.
Utah. I actually like this team. Honestly, their starting lineup is supposed to be Ricky Rubio, Joe Ingles, which is a really good player, Rodney Hood, Derek Favors, and Rudy Gobert.
Take a big hit without Gordon Hayward there.
I honestly don't think it's a big hit because I think they can make up from his stats as a team effort, you know? Like, Paul George leaving any team, you know, he takes 20-plus shots a game. It's kind of hard to replace 20-plus shots with a community. And I think Rodney Hood could be a potential breakout star.
Even your Dookie?
Yeah, unfortunately. But he could potentially be a breakout star this year because he gets the legit opportunity. But I think his game is just like, we watch him, shows flashes, really good. The next thing you know, he's like, is he hurt? Is he on the bench? But he's actually in the game. So, then Joe Ingles, I think he was a starter last year, showed that in the playoffs against the Warriors. Ricky Rubio, honestly, he's probably upgrade from George Hill. So, I think that's like a legit statement. So, and then Derek Favors, he's injury prone. And Rudy Gobert, I hope he has a halfway offensive game, maybe.
Doesn't. He won't.
He won't. But Ricky Rubio, he should get him, you know, more lobs, more, you know, dump off.
But this dunks. Team, I want to go under. I think they're going to take
40 and a half.
40 and a half. I want to take under, and I think they're going to take a hit without Gordon Hayward.
I don't think it'd be that big of a hit. I'm going to go over. They can easily get an 8th seed, 7th seed. 41 games, 500. This team is definitely good enough to do that. Definitely good enough to do that.
So moving on to the Blazers at 42 and a half.
Portland. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Mo Harkless, Alfred Camino, and Joseph Nurkic.
I like this team.
I do too.
I love the guard play. Well,
I love the guard play, of course, but I think this is mainly on Joseph, the big man, because last year with him, when he got traded there, they looked amazing. Looked really, 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 really good. So, this team, was it 42 and a half?
I'm going over on this team, yeah. 42 and a half.
It's a tough one because 43, that's a tough one. But, the guard play, remember last year in game one against the Warriors, those two guards, when they were on, they were basically just as good as the Warriors.
Yeah, they were lighting them up, but then they weren't consistent.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the game, I mean, the way they were playing, it was just ridiculous. But they didn't have anybody else that make a shot down the stretch. Like, other than them, it's just kind of hard to play 2-on-5 offensively the whole game. But, I mean, they competed. And I'm actually going to go under. I'm going to go around 500.
Moving on to the Clips. 42 and a half.
Starting lineup, so it would be Patrick Beverley, Austin Rivers, Danilo Gallinari, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan. I actually like this team a little bit. Especially Milos. And he's not like, you know, not going to make up for Chris Paul or anything, but I like the fact what Patrick Beverley can actually do for the team. I like that Chris Paul and Austin Rivers aren't the backcourt anymore.
And I think the team gets better from last year. Without Chris Paul, I know it's kind of crazy to think about, but
I don't know if they're better technically, I think it's less drama on the team.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You had Chris Paul and like Blake Griffin, who's a star. Then you had Chris Paul and Austin Rivers, who could be the point guard, like because it's daddy ball or whatever you're talking about there. But I mean, I feel like they... I'm going to say they're going to go over that 43 and a half.
I'm going over too.
I think they do pretty good this year because there's no more fighting of who's the star, who's the point guard.
I think the fact that they're going to run the offense, if Blake stays healthy, just put
that's
that
true. Yeah,
but
it's true.
They're going to run the offense through Blake, which makes all the sense in the world. But because he's a ball
shooter,
he's getting better. Watching the preseason, he's actually making the corner three. That's all he really needs.
Andre Drummond.
Oh, God. He's actually shooting like, he's like 14, 18 from the free throw line, which is crazy. Back to the Clippers. DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan can do that. That'd be also nice.
Yeah, he's not going to happen. But I think if he, DeAndre, I think he can honestly be a trade piece too. Because they probably can't get much from him, out of him. But just think about what they do without him. If they put another big that can just rebound and slightly shoot the ball, maybe it can always help. Yeah, something offensive. But him and Blake, they kind of complement each other well, because Blake wants to do everything that a guard wants to do, but he's a big man. He doesn't want to rebound. Doesn't really want to block shots. And
DeAndre Jordan loves that stuff.
That's all he can do. So I think that helps each other. Danilo Gallinari, they finally, how on record, they finally got the three that they needed after Chris Paul's gone. That's kind of crazy. Okay, they never had a three in his entire tenure there, but they finally got him. If he can stay healthy, it's the most injury prone team right here. And then they have a backup point guard, Milos. I actually like the team. I'm going over. I think they win 45 games.
Going to the Nuggets at 45.5.
45.5 for Denver.
I like this team.
Emmanuel Mudiay, Gary Harris, Wilson Chandler, Paul Millsap, and Jokic. I like this team.
I like the 3-4-5 right there.
But I'm not as high on the team as other people because who's their point guard? Emmanuel Mudiay, he's obviously proven he's not a legit starting point guard in the league. They just paid Gary Harris, which is not bad. I don't blame him for that. Of course, Paul Millsap and Jokic, but defense, I can't go over on 4-5.5 when I don't know who's going to play defense on this team. Jokic is not a defensive big by any means. Paul Millsap is 6'7", 6'8". He's not going to do much defensively to stop people from coming into the lane, as I should say. They have Kenneth Faried off the bench. He thinks he's a starter when no way in hell you should start on anybody's team unless you're tanking. Wilson Chandler, I could see him being traded. If he plays well, I could see him being traded because they need a point guard. I think they have more rotational wings that can fill that spot than a point guard. Everyone needs a legit starting point guard in the league, and they just don't have it. So I'm going under.
I'm going to go under as well. I like the team. I can still see them making the playoffs at the 8th seed.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there.
I could see that too.
I can still beat it. I think they can beat out the Jazz for the 8th seed.
Yeah.
Still. But I just don't see them going over 45. That's a lot of wins.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think them, or Denver, Portland, and Utah will fight for that 7-8. And then, them and the Clippers. I think all four of those teams will fight for the last three spots.
Yep.
So, the 6-7-8.
Moving on to the Timberwolves at 48.5.
Minnesota. Their lineup will be Jeff Teague, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Taj Gibson, and Karl Anthony Towns. And what is it, 48.5?
48.5. Pushing
50
wins.
Pushing 50. Wow. I'm going under because this team, Jeff Teague, you can't really, I don't put a lot of stock into him. As a point guard, I mean, he's average. I guess he didn't need to do too much on this team because he's like the fourth option. But if that's a thing, fourth option. But I don't believe in their defense yet.
There's no defense there except Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and I think Thibodeau, he kind of brought in, he brought in his old Bulls players, Taj and Jimmy Butler, to try to force defense in, force it. And there's not a ton of shooting, like legit shooting. Like Ryan said, he would take Karl Anthony Towns shooting the last few down.
Awful.
If it's down three, who's shooting the last shot?
Awful.
But the only way they can get close to 50, that's a lot, that's 50 wins, is if Karl Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler click amazing and Karl Anthony Towns averages 28 and 15.
You got to have Wiggins and you have Towns taking that next step.
Yeah. Well, with Jimmy Butler, Wiggins, he can stay out yet and just be a little more consistent. Or more efficient, not really consistent, efficient. And, think about defense for a change. But Kat also has to think about defense and be like, well, I'm the guy. Like I said, he has to be the guy. Jimmy Butler, don't think he can be the guy. I think Kat has to be like, I'm the guy still,
I'm going to go under as well with you.
Yeah,
going under. I don't see that team going to 50.
Not 50. I'm thinking more of like 44, 45, 40, maybe 46. And I think they'll probably be the fifth seed.
Fifth or sixth seed.
I think they'll be better than, the Clippers, Trailblazers, Utah. I think in the Nuggets, I think they'll be better than those teams because they have the best two players on the court with either of those four teams.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But I think it's not just about having the most talent at all times. It's about having the best system, the best chemistry and, you know, defense. Whoever played the, I don't think the Clippers are going to play amazing defense. Patrick Beverly is probably going to be a new spark with defense there. But when has Blake ever committed to defense?
Never.
Never. So that'd be a thing. I don't expect the Nuggets to be playing well defensively. They just don't have the defensive talent, in my opinion. We're but down, I mean, they could be. But
we're down to the top four. The most fun is right here.
Yeah.
We're going to OKC first at 51.5.
51.5 for OKC. Okay. Oklahoma's.
The first question is, do they gel?
I think they will. I think they'd be just fine. Honestly, I think they'd be just fine. Their lineups would be Westbrook, Andre Roberson, Paul George, Carmelo, and Steven Adams. The only thing about this team is that
I don't like Roberson.
I don't like Roberson either. But the other than Roberson, they don't have a bench, and that is always disturbing when you don't have someone that can come in and play well when, like last year. It's like last year.
How many wins did Russell get by himself last year?
40.
How many wins did they win?
They didn't win 50. It was like 45, 46.
I'm going to go over just because of the help from Paul George and Carmelo. I still see Russell Wilson's going to play the same as he did last year. He's going to play all out. He's going to give that same effort. I see Paul George.
52-30.
I see Paul George and Melo getting him 10 more wins, getting him to around 52, 53. I'm going to go over.
I can see over too. Because,
you're going to go over?
Yeah, I'm going over. Okay. Because what Westbrook did by himself last year, you can't tell me that Paul George and Carmelo won't add 5, 6, 7 wins. Yeah. You know, I can see them going 52-30, 53-29. That's a lot. That's a whole lot. Because I don't think Melo's going to play 82 games either. But I like
the team. Chances of Westbrook winning back-to-back MVPs?
Close to zero.
Zero? Okay.
Because
I think it's Kawhi's turn.
I don't know about Kawhi either because because we don't know if he's going to play open tonight. He hasn't suited up at all. But Kawhi, I think it's not like great progress to let that happen.
Well, I mean, moving on to the Spurs right now at 54.4. Not 54.5, but 54.4.
Under.
Under?
Yeah, under. I'm not saying they're not going to win 50, but under. That's that 55 wins for this. Listen to this. Dejounte Murray, Danny Green, Kawhi, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Pau Gasol.
It's Kawhi by himself.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have
any, as well.
Yeah, I just can't. I can see them win 50. I mean, they're going to win 50 anyway.
They're going to be a top 4 seed.
Yeah, easy.
But I don't know where they're going to locate at.
Yeah, I can see them in 4.
They're not going to be number 1. The Warriors are number 1. Easy.
Yeah.
They're going to be 2, 3, or 4.
And Greg Popovich just don't care about number 1 seed. He's not going to go after it. I mean,
Here's
what
he wants.
Yeah, and Kawhi. If he has an MVP year, wow, I can see it happening, but I can't at the same time because I don't see him averaging 29-30 points.
Nope, he's not. He's a more defensive guy.
I mean, he's a great offensive player, but it's I don't know. I just can't see it happening. He has a talent too, but I just can't see that happening. So, but nonetheless, I'm going under. I hope Dejounte Murray takes another step forward because I really like him. 6'5" guard, handle the ball really well. He can play. LaMarcus Aldridge, they tried to trade him over the summer, but couldn't. Just no trade value there. Pau Gasol is another year older. Danny Green is another year older. So it's a Kawhi show.
All right, so the Rockets at 55.5.
I think I actually went back on what I said earlier. I think I said they were a 3 seed, but I think they're honestly a 2 seed. I think they will be the second 60-win team.
I'm going to go over as well as you.
I'm going over. Houston's lineup supposed to be Chris Paul, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson, Clint Capella.
They did great last year, and they're adding CP3 to throw the ball around 100%.
Yeah.
Teams going to be better than last year.
And I have no, like, I see no problem with them sharing the ball.
Oh, no.
I see more of OKC having a problem, but Chris Paul and James Harden, I see them having no problem whatsoever. They're going to make about
the big thing
17
is,
threes a game.
The big thing is CP3 is a pass first.
Yeah.
Harden is a shoot first.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect fit.
Yeah. CP3 wants the ball in his hands, but and then, you know, pass the ball.
Yeah,
but he has no problem playing off the ball. I think that's fine. And I think it kind of works better because I think CP3 is a better, you know, catch and shoot shooter than James Harden. So I think it works a little better. Then I just like the fact that they have Eric Gordon come off the bench. Imagine Eric Gordon, James Harden, and Chris Paul on the wings. That's hard to guard.
That's impossible.
And then Ryan Anderson in another corner, and then you have a pick and roll with Clint Capella and dive into the rim. Oh, yeah. God.
It's GG.
And Trevor Ariza is shooting the ball crazy right now, even in preseason. He does step backs. So this team is really, I think they'd be the 60-win team. It's usually the Spurs, but I think they're going to take that role from them. And then with them, they just look great. And even if it's preseason, but they look amazing. I really like that team.
I'm going to say something about that. I think you're wrong about them being the second 61 team.
It's usually two 61 teams.
I think they're going to be only one 61 team. I think the Warriors are going to be the 70-win team.
Seven? I don't think they're going to win 70 games.
So with the Warriors, it's 67.5. I'm going to go over with the Warriors at 67.5.
Nah. I don't think they're going to even shoot for it. They're going to get beat during the season. And just like they did with their 73-9? They went for it.
I think they're going to try to beat 73-9 this year.
I don't think. Cause it hurt them that year, they did. They gassed out kind of at the end. But I think they're not going to go for it. Like, last year, they probably could have went for it. They had added Katie.
I mean, Katie was hurt, though.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Katie was hurt for a month, so there's no way they could get that.
But with this year, with Katie completely fine, of course they can go for it, but I don't think they will. Because look what happened last year with Katie hurt. That could happen. If that happens, they're going to get killed. They're not going to make the finals.
They'll make the finals if Katie gets hurt.
No, I don't think so.
They're losing the finals with the Cavs, but they will make the finals without Katie.
I don't think they'll make it to the finals without Katie. I don't think they'll make it to the West because without Katie trims up so many of their flaws. Because without him, before they got him, they had, you know, a deep bench. They went like 9 deep. But with him, you know, David West, is he going to give you great minutes this year?
They still have Sean Lewis off the bench. You have Andre Iguodala off the bench, which is nice.
And then with
they have JaVale McGee, they get some good minutes off the bench.
With KD gone, JaVale McGee is trash.
He's good in that offense,
though.
He scores.
Yeah, he can get the lobs, but defensively, he's not good. He's not what they want. That's the only thing. Pick and roll him, and he's done. But with KD, if they take KD out, you have to put Iguodala in the starting lineup, and then you have like a 7-man rotation. And I don't think Iguodala can replace a 16th of what KD does.
Oh, no.
So I think Houston, I don't have faith in Chris Paul and James Harden. It's kind of ironic to say, but neither one, like, James Harden folded last year. He just didn't come to the game. He didn't come to game 6.
Oh, bad.
Against the Spurs. Chris Paul has never did it. So
you're going to go under for the Warriors?
Well, 67.5. I'll go under, slightly under. 66, 67 wins. Easy. They can sit out the last month and get that. So, yes. What are your...
Oh, we got to do the locks here.
Yeah, what are your three locks?
You want to go first? I went first last time. So, you go first.
I'll pick my first one. Man, I'll go my lock in the Clippers over. Albeit everyone stays healthy. Guess that's not everyone, but, you know, they don't have a 50-game or 30-game Blake Griffin, 40-game Blake Griffin. Yeah.
It's tough. I'm going to lock the Rockets in.
The Rockets over?
I see them going 60, so that's 5 over already there. So
yeah, I lock the Jazz over. I think that team is
playoff team.
Going to be a little better than we think. A little better than we think.
I don't want to lock OKC just in case they have some issues there. Spurs, I mean, you can't ever doubt Popovich.
But they're at 54. Can't say in a half, I guess. But 54.5. They're 54.5. If you go under on that, 50 wins. That's under. I don't think they can definitely get that.
Well, no, I think they can definitely get that, but I'm scared they might go over that.
Oh.
I mean, it's Greg Popovich.
Only the way they do that is if Greg Popovich actually plays Kawhi Leonard the entire season.
That's true.
And lets him be the MVP. Well, not let him be the MVP because he can earn that. But I'm just saying, like, he's out right now. He'll probably play open tonight. But during the season, we all know that he'll be quick to sit him. Like, if he's like, have a, you know, a sore finger.
I'm going to go lock the Nuggets in an under.
Lock the Nuggets at the... I'm going to lock in the Timberwolves at under because I don't think they're going to win 49-50 games. It's possible, but it's the Timberwolves. Do you have that much faith in Timberwolves? Is some certain franchise, you're like the Clippers. Do you have faith in the Clippers to win, you know, actually do really well in the season?
I'm going to go crazy on my last one and lock the Warriors in over 67.5.
that is a big one because 68 is 68-14, which is not impossible for them by any means. I'm pretty sure they did it last year, didn't they? 67 last year? Yeah. They got 67 last year.
So they got, the last 2 years, they got, what, 73 and then 67?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If they go for around 67, 68, that's the best three-year stretch ever. Yeah. So that's why I think they're going to go for it. That's why, in my opinion, I think they're going to go for it. To be called, like, the greatest team three-year stretch ever.
A dynasty.
Plus, if they win the finals, too.
Yeah.
Like, that should be the biggest.
They kind of have to redeem themselves from that, you know, 3-1. And when they record-breaker season, then 3-1 loss in the finals.
If they can beat the Cavs again this year, then thing kind of evens out.
I guess the question is, if the Warriors beat the Cavs, what does LeBron do? Because this is obviously the best team he's probably had to play them. Well, obviously the best team he's ever
played. LeBron, if that happens, then he's out of luck.
Yeah, because what else can he do?
I mean, he's the best player in the game, but he can't, like...
LeBron to Houston?
There's no money that you can, like... The money doesn't work.
Well, the money can work with LeBron in Houston is because they could have got Melo, so I'm pretty sure they could have made it work.
The only thing that I see this year is maybe if they do get that DeMarcus Cousins somehow.
And I don't think Cleveland would do that just because they're like, what if LeBron... LeBron would have to say, let him stand, but you have to get him.
Yeah.
And then even after that, though, I mean, that's just a one-year fix because they can't keep everyone.
They
would have to trade a ton of pieces. Like, I'm pretty sure D-Wade wants one last, you know, decent contract. Isaiah Thomas wants to be a $200 million man. Not going to happen. They have Tristan Thompson for $16 million. Then DeMarcus Cousins probably went $35 million. Like that, then LeBron, he has to be paid $35 million.
That team won't work out at all. It'll be a 1 year fix.
One year fix, but that's tough. That's really tough. I don't see how that could work. So, LeBron in Houston.
Houston. You put CP3, you put Harden with LeBron, and then maybe you get Carmelo on like a tiny contract. Maybe get a pay cut over there.
Melo's about the money.
But I mean, could LeBron get him to get a pay cut to go to that team?
No, I don't think so.
You have the Banana Boys there.
You have the Banana Boys.
You have like a 3 out of 4 there. Maybe get D-Wade to come off the bench there next year.
You would definitely come off the bench.
Oh yeah, definitely come off the bench.
I feel like you should come off the bench now, kinda. But I don't think Melo would. First of all, Melo have to turn down $28 million next year to leave because he has a player option. So he would have to turn down a lot of money to take a big pay cut.
Yep.
And
not, it's Melo. He's like a big money cut.
Nah, I don't know if he's take that money. Like he when his move to Denver, moved to New York. He was kind of selfish in that because Denver. I keep saying off the team. New York had to give up the boat to get him instead of him just waiting another couple months to go to New York in the offseason. They gave up a lot of their young talent, so I think he's a different dude now, though. We can see.
He's got the money now. He can try to go win a championship now. He needs a championship.
Yeah, that's why he went to OKC. I think so. Do you think him in OKC? Yeah, it is. Is it better than Portland? That's answering my own question.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Westbrook and Paul George is better than, definitely better than Dame and CJ.
Yeah. Dame and CJ are really good, but there's no way you go against an MVP and Paul George.
Yeah. I kind of worry about how they're going to mesh, but I want to tell myself don't worry about it.
Yep.
So that's what I'm doing. I hope it works out for the best. I will see in less than a week. A couple days, 3 days.
Coming down?
Can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be the first night is going to be good. Boston, Cleveland, the return of Kyrie, and then the Rockets.
LeBron play?
And then, of course.
They said he's hurt right now.
Look, if he doesn't play, the story is going to be he's running from Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
because a week before he played, you know, re-injured the ankle. I understand. I saw the play. I guess he did tweak it again, but it's not like one of our tweaked ankles. We have to just lay down, ice it. They probably put a shot in his ankle, and it's just
they have so many trainers just to fix that ankle real quick, especially LeBron.
Dude. Yeah, LeBron. Like, come on, man. So he's gonna play. If he doesn't play, he's gonna be like, he's running from Kyrie Irving, especially if they lose. If they win without LeBron, Kyrie looks like a fool. But then we have Golden State and Houston.
Well, Kyrie looks like even worse because they have no LeBron or Isaiah Thomas.
Exactly. They don't have the two best players on the team. So then we have Houston and Golden State. I'm even more excited for that game.
I think Golden State's going to win that. It's going to be a good game.
But it's going to be so fast-paced, though. Like, I really like the Rockets' offense. Yeah, exactly. And then, I was watching the preseason Rockets game. And I saw James Harden sit down in the defensive position.
No.
Dude.
That cannot happen.
I was like,
did
wow.
Did CP3 talk to him?
I had to. I'm looking like he actually bent his knees and tried to play defense. I mean, it wasn't the best, but he tried.
He's never tried before.
He tried. And like, when I first saw Melo do it last year, I saw him do it last year. He actually tried. Like, he was actually putting a nice effort in. I was like, wow.
Impressive.
He did. Then Melo did this. People say he doesn't play defense. I think Melo does play defense. He tries. I'm not gonna say he does. He's been trying to play defense. Though I'll give him that. He's been trying. He's been trying his best. But I think those two guys would be a little better on defense end, especially Melo. I expect him to fully be. He's playing fours. He better be better on defense.
Any final thoughts for you?
Nah, I think we just went through it. Our great expectations for the NBA season. It's gonna be fun.
Warriors 70 plus.
They're not gonna go for it. I think they can get it. They're not gonna go for it though. If they go for it, if they get some damn 75-7, that's not ever gonna be. You have to get literally the All-Star team to.
Oh
beat.
To
beat that. That's what they have.
Dude, imagine that Warriors team was in the Eastern Conference. They would get that 75 so easily.
They play 50 games against the Eastern Conference.
They'll get that 75 eyes closed.
They could rest one of their star players each night.
And they'll still win the game. Yeah. Easy.
Imagine them playing the Bulls four times. Or three times. They play them twice, but imagine being the same division as the Bulls and playing four times.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. That's pathetic. Or the Hawks. Are the Hawks and Bulls in the same division? Wow, who's going to finish last?
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing.
They're playing each other four times, so somebody has.
Someone has to win two games.
Yeah, somebody could win four.
Three and one, four now.
It's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be good.
I'm gonna be watching the bottom. I mean, not watching the games at the Bulls, but I'm watching the standings.
Yeah.
Especially the Nets. I guess that's to wrap it up.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in, and that was our over and under for the Western Conference, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.